Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Apostle Crystal Lee. I'm just coming back on live. We just did a full live show and didn't realize until later on that I wasn't actually being heard. So I think I made a mistake and pressed a button in the window that I go live on when I'm connecting via the studio. And that may be what happened. But again, my apologies for the technical difficulties that we had on the prophetic discussion today. What came out of that was the enemy's technical files don't determine game outcomes for sons. They really don't. And I feel like this is one of those technical files where there was an intentionality behind it. But again, I preached the whole message, and I think it's such a prophetic signpost to the time that we're living in. I shared Matthew 24, for as in the days of Noah, that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, what does this have to do with? I mean, I preached the whole message and nobody heard it. So did Noah. He preached the whole message and nobody heard it. That's really the time that we're living in. And so I'm going to take it as a prophetic signal, a prophetic signpost that this is exactly what the Father is saying. So we need to pay attention. And we need to give heed to the things that the Father is saying to us. We need to give heed to the direction that he's calling us into. We need to pay attention, close attention, and observe the things that he's commanding us to observe, because those are the things that are going to bring us into the blessed place. Next week, we are going over the Torah portion, Tetzaveh, you shall command, and we will connect today's teaching, today's prophetic insight to next week's Sunday's Tetzaveh prophetic insight. We'll just join them. We'll merge them together, and you'll get the teaching from today. Until the next time we come together, I want you to know you're blessed, and don't forget it. And if you have not already reached out to me concerning the Through the Bible in 30 Days, you need to do that. I'm on Facebook as Crystal Lee, KristaLlee. Meet me there or leave something in the chat box here. If you're from another country and you want to join us, then let me know that ahead of time so that I can provide you the number for that country so that you can call into the line and participate. But I'm excited about what the Father's going to do with the sons. I'm going to leave you with something that he gave me today, the wisdom insights for leadership. And this is really indicative of something that the Father wants to get through all of our heads in this season. And what he said was this. I'm going to read it word for word. He said, and this is the wisdom of fearless, faithful kingdom leaders. The body is not just me. The body is we. I want to leave you with that thought tonight. The body is not just me. The body is we. I want you to rewind that, hear it again, and repeat it until you become it. All right? We'll talk to you real soon. We're not going to do Prophetic Roundtable tomorrow. We're going to do it twice a month for now. All of the Kingdom Ambassador stuff that we do on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to do twice a month until the Father moves us into the weekly broadcasting again. So stay posted. Follow us. That way you'll know when I post up the stuff for the gatherings that we'll be having. You'll be aware and you'll be able to mark your calendar to be a part of that. Thank you so much again for your support, and all over the country. We're thankful for the countries that are following us. Usually I name those at the beginning of the broadcast. I need to look again and see who all is still following us. I know the UK is still following us, and I know that England is following us. I know that a lot of places in the U.S. are following us, but we're going to get all of our all of the other cultures back in the room. I need to look and see who's picking up the baton again. But we're excited to be connected. Thanks for being here. Thanks for lending your time to us. We love you much, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Be blessed. Mm-hmm.